The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Hi, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
Nice to see you outside of a junior chef scenario at the PAV. Can we talk about that? We can talk about that now?
No, we can't talk about that now.
Okay. No. What are we talking about now?
I'll tell you. So,
I mean, you said that I'm one of the judges.
Yes.
Okay, I'm one of the judges for Junior Chef at the PAV, guys. So, yeah, you better get your kids entered there so that I can judge them and they can win some stuff. Okay, I'm done. What are we talking about today?
So a client booked me on a low-cost airline this past week, mm-hmm. right? Which is all very well. I didn't mind that. But I didn't mind the incident that ensued. I have, as you know, a little OCD.
Just a tad.
So I get there early, right, and stand in the queue at the front at the time that I was meant to be there, waiting mm-hmm. to board. Mm-hmm. So there I was standing, reading my book and minding my own business, when an employee of this airline brings out a big fat sign that says priority boarding on it and plants it right in front of me. Mm. It was not there before I got there. Suddenly, a whole barrage of people arrive and all start queuing behind me. Mm. And then the employee of the airline comes out and starts to separate the queue like we were cattle into different grades. Mm. And so I inquired what was happening, and she told me that the many, many, many people who are now ahead of me in the queue and were not there before had something called priority boarding. Mm. I then asked what priority boarding was, and she said that when people book this particular cheap airline, for an extra fee, they can get something called priority boarding. Question still not answered. Mm. I looked around, and there must have been about 70 or 80 people, all of whom had the priority boarding stamp, and some of them didn't even know what that was. I later did some research
and found out at boarding or at ticket sales?
At boarding.
Okay.
I later did some research and found that when you book online on this particular airline, and I can't name them simply because I didn't give them a right to reply.
Okay.
Which I'm going to do in due course.
Can I guess?
No, you can't. A whole lot of boxes are automatically checked, and it's up to you to uncheck them. If you don't want to pay for additional services.
Oh.
So there's priority boarding, SMS notifications, whatever, giving to your favorite charity, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
Priority boarding is one of them, and many people are oblivious to the fact that these items are checked and they book and pay for the ticket. So I asked the airline representative, who I now begin to suspect might have been one of the Gestapo who had got a job at this airline, about the 15 or so people, myself included, who did not have the priority boarding stamp, about what would happen if every single person on the flight had chosen priority boarding.
Yes.
Well, it would be a first-come, first-served basis.
Mm.
Which would completely obliterate the priority boarding. Exasperated.
Yeah.
At being asked to explain the stupidity of what was going on. So I said to her, isn't that what we all naturally do? Isn't that what we're doing right now?
Mm.
I asked, at which she just clicked her heels and sped off.
Well,
for me, this concept of priority boarding is meaningless. First of all, the idea would be that you get priority, which means what? You don't get to stand in the queue as long as other people, or you'll get onto the plane before everyone else. To what end?
Mm.
So you can sit next to Smelly Susie for longer than you have to.
Exactly.
And that you have to get up twice because you're in the aisle and two other people who didn't have priority boarding are coming in after you.
And they have to ask that question about which side you want to see before they sit down.
Exactly. Besides, the plane hasn't taken off and won't until all the passengers have boarded.
Yep.
So again, what's the point? Doesn't mean that you can get there early so you can take up three quarters of the overhead luggage space with your guitar and hockey sticks.
That could be that.
And other crap that you caught, that should be in the hold. And then when I get there with my laptop bag, I can't even fit it into the hole because some idiot has selfishly taken up more than, their allotted space.
Yeah, welcome
and
to
this
the human
is
race,
why,
Terrence.
And this is why they're paying the 45 rands or whatever it is for priority boarding. But back to my lady with no answers.
Mm.
I asked her if every person had booked priority boarding and the airline couldn't provide the service, were they not then taking money for the service they were unable to meet? In which case constitutes theft.
Mm. Oh, snap. How did that go
again,
down?
She just huffed and couldn't walk away fast enough from me. And coming up, I want to tell you about something else that happened on
something
this day.
More Woosera.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. More with Terence Pillay, the good, the bad, and the ugly, when we come back. All right, Jace, just tell me more about this rubbernecking on the N2.
Oh, Darren, I think they heard you loud and clear. The traffic is easing up right now, so yeah.
The good,
the good,
the bad,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly, with Terence Pillay.
Terence, OCD aside, how many people do you think are irked by this priority boarding issue?
Everyone.
Do you think everyone's irked?
Everyone. The people that I spoke to got all riled up in that queue that day. I promise you, I thought there was going to be a revolution.
Was you starting a little Hong Kong riot happening there?
Started a little riot in that place. They were all irked by this, especially those people who didn't know that they had not unchecked priority boarding and paid an extra amount of money for something that is completely meaningless and completely useless. That's, you know, I can understand if it's...
That it's redundant.
It's redundant.
Mm.
And I can understand if it's...
And you think that a country in a technical recession would try to eliminate all unnecessary redundant payments?
Yes.
And as perhaps that's the value that we're bringing to you right now.
But they're not. Those people are flying business class.
Ah! Okay.
So I can tell you, I can understand if it's business class. You paid the earth for your business class ticket for a 45-minute flight, and you should be allowed to board first. Or mothers and babies.
Sure.
Or the disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Old people. They should all have priority
boarding. Do big people
qualify? Pardon?
Do big people, bigger people, qualify as priority boarding?
That's another show altogether,
okay.
Right? But they should be allowed priority boarding. They need it. But the super budget, low-cost airline... There's no class distinction.
Yeah.
Also, there's no priority exiting, only priority boarding.
Ah.
So this means you can get onto the plane first, but you will have to wait with everyone else to get off it.
Yes.
If you're traveling for business and need to get to a meeting, and you have the misfortune to get seated at the back of the plane, you will have to wait a very long time.
Do you know what I have to tell you? Okay,
to get off.
As we're talking about this, one of my biggest bugbears is literally because I sit on the aisle seat, and then we've landed. And then the seatbelt light comes off. And everyone wants to get up and stand in the tube before the doors open.
Yes,
which means the two people to my left stand up and look at me expectantly like, aren't you going to stand up? I'm like, no. I'm going to sit until the doors open. And then I'm going to say, where would you like me to go? Because the aisle is now filled with everyone who stood up from behind me. Where do you want me to go?
So again, I'm going to ask the question, what is the point? The priority boarding fiasco really irritates me.
You're quite right. I would pay for priority exit.
It's nonsensical. It's nothing more than a marketing gimmick to make people feel a little more special.
Yes.
At the end of the day, you have, 150 or so people on a budget or low-cost flight. There's no differentiator.
Mm.
We're all the same.
Yeah.
So the only way you can say to someone, you're special, is by making them stand on the left while everyone stands on the right.
Mm.
They get to walk past that little sign with their nose just a little higher in the air and say, I'm a priority.
Ooh.
It's like the low-cost airline version of business class, except it's not.
Yeah.
It only exists in the figment of someone's imagination.
Well, thank you, Terence.
And that's my rant.
Do you feel better that you got it off your chest?
I feel so much better.
Yeah. Sky wants to chip in.
Yeah, so basically, if you book Terence for your next gig, just give him priority.
No, we
wouldn't have had this conversation.
Fly business.
I don't want priority. I just want to be booked on a normal airline and get there like a normal person.
But Darren, once again, this is not something we can add to our manifesto when we have a party.
Absolutely.
You get priority.
Vote Sky and Darren, you get priority boarding.
No, man, when you exit, priority exits.
Thank you, Terence. Listen, if you want to get a hold of Terence, you want to engage with Terence, it's always entertaining. Do so on his Twitter. It's at Terence Pillay. One, Scarshall Walsh.
Yes, sir.
Should we do it again tomorrow?
Sir, I will be here.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Darren Moore, Gary Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.